Blog Talk Radio.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I can see that you were the one I held on to. And I never,
never would have made it.
Oh, I never could have made it.
Michael Hill. Once again, we're here thanking the Lord for this glorious day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you all for listening and tuning in tonight. We truly, truly are so thankful for your support of this show and for all your prayers for us and all our listeners as well. And like I said, this is another glorious day that God has made, so we should be rejoicing. This is a day that we have never seen before, so that's one reason why we should be rejoicing. This is a day that that we was able to live in the land of the dying. So many people went to bed last night. I always say this, and when morning came, they wasn't with us this morning, so we are truly, truly thankful. If you can hear my voice, you should be saying, thank you, Lord, for allowing you to see this day. Because somebody wished they had the chance to see this day that didn't have a chance to see it. So we are thankful. We are thankful for this glorious day. Before we get into the show, we're going to open the show with prayer. If this is your first time on the show, we welcome you. And you are a guest today, but after today, you are family. Everyone that listens to this show and support this show is our family. Whether you are a believer or not, you're still our family here on the Inspirational Hour of Faith. And we pray for you as you continue to pray for us. And so we're just going to open up the show with prayer. If this is your first time, if you want to talk to the host, myself, or you had a comment, a question, a prayer request, press your one button, and my co-host Willie will see your number and open your mic up. And once you get through talking, after you get through talking, we would like for you to go on mute, put your phone on mute so we don't have no background noise that out of respect to all the other listeners that's listening, because some might be said, and with background noise, sometimes we're not able to hear what the caller is saying. So we appreciate you. We love you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Father God, we thank you for tonight's show. We bless you, and we magnify you. We thank you, Father God, for your mercy and grace, your loving kindness, and even your compassion. Father God, we thank you for waking us up this morning and giving us another day of life, health, and strength. Father, we ask you to forgive us for any sins that we may have said, done, or even thought of this day or any day in the past. Continue to cleanse us from all unrighteousness for your name's sake, sins of knowingly and unknowingly, sins of omission and commission. Father God, we thank you for being a God who's always on time. We thank you, Father God, for being a God of comfort, a God of peace, a God of joy, a God of hope. We thank you for being a God of our salvation. So, Father, we thank you for tonight's show. We decrease while you increase. And, Holy Spirit, we acknowledge your presence. We ask you to show up and show out in a mighty way. We surrender this show unto you. We surrender our will unto you this day in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for what you did over 2,000 years ago by sending your only begotten Son, Jesus, to die for a wretch like us. We didn't deserve it, and we didn't even earn it. But, Father God, because of your grace and mercy, we thank you, Father God. We thank you for your grace that hung on a cross over 2,000 years ago. And, Lord, we appreciate you, and we thank you, Lord. So, Father God, we ask you to speak to our hearts tonight. Speak to our minds tonight, Father God. Father God, we bind any distractions tonight of the enemy. We bind any mind-controlling spirits. Anything that's on our heart that's not of you, we counsel it out right now in Jesus' name. So, Father, we thank you for tonight. We glorify you and we magnify you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and amen, amen. Good evening, Willie. How you doing today?
Hey, just lovely, Brother Mike. Just lovely there, Brother Mike. Lovely, lovely. Glad to be here.
Amen, 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 amen. Glad to hear your voice. Glad you are. Glad you're here with us again today, and thank God for that. So let's go to the phone lines and see if we got any prayer requests or any shout-outs or anything before we get started.
All right, again, Brother Mike, and just we don't tell you. I know we don't tell you, but, man, we just appreciate you, man. I mean, people might say we do something over and over again, but, hey, man, the blessings keep coming over and over again. So, Brother Mike, we just appreciate you, Brother Mike, and love you too, brother.
Amen. Thank you. I appreciate that. I really do.
Yeah, with that being said, we got one of our lost lambs that come back today. I've been gone for a minute. Sister Chris, been gone for a minute now. Come on in there.
Yes. Happy New Year, Mike and Willie. It's been about a couple of weeks since I've spoken to the two of you, but I missed you. I want you guys to know that I love you, and I'm praying for you. And I want you to continue to pray for me because I've had some issues, but God is good. And every day, he's good. And I thank
Amen, him. Amen.
And I thank him for the Amen. Two of you. I thank him for the things that you're doing. And I thank him for the inspiration that you are sending out to people. I appreciate it. I don't know about anybody else. I can only speak for myself. But I appreciate it. And, Mike, I want you to know I was at New Hope today. I went to New Hope today.
Amen.
And
amen.
I took my son with me.
Amen. Praise
so
God.
So he could
amen.
Get the
Praise
message.
God.
And I love you guys. Right. And keep up the good works.
Love you too.
God
Thanks.
Bless
Thank
you.
You.
I'm going
Thank you,
on mute now. Okay.
Thank you. All right. Mother Hill, glad to see you on here tonight. Mother Hill, come on in here, Mother Hill. Mama? Your mic is open. She didn't send that to the mic. Your mother. Mother here. Said, come off mute. Come
yeah.
Off mute.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Good afternoon. How are you? First
wonderful,
of all,
wonderful.
I want to be the first to wish my son, Minister Mike, a happy birthday. God has given you one more day, and I thank God for that. But I just wanted to check in and let you know that I'm going to go on mute and give you a prayer list, so I'll keep listening.
All righty. Brother Mike, is it your birthday?
No, it ain't my birthday. No, it's coming up, though.
Okay. I'm glad we didn't miss it. Okay. Brother Butcher, come on in there, Brother Butcher.
Good afternoon, Mike and Willie. How you guys doing today? I'm doing pretty good.
Wonderful,
I want to thank you. Yes. I want to thank you guys for constantly praying for me. And I want you guys to know that you guys mean a whole lot to me. This inspiration hours has been really good to me. I'm keeping up with my word. I'm reading my notes, so everything's going great. So I'll get on. I'll put my phone on mute and listen to the word today. Thank you, guys, and I love you.
Appreciate it, Brother Butcher.
Hey, man, thank you, Brother Butcher.
Reverend Mike.
Thank you.
Okay, Reverend Mike, we don't have any more hands up at the time, Reverend Mike. So if anybody else got anything, hit the one button now. Okay, here we go. Okay. That's Brother Charles. He's been on a lot of lines tonight. Brother Charles, come on in here.
Hey, praise God, my brothers. How you guys doing tonight?
All right.
Wonderful, wonderful, yeah. Charles. Good to hear your voice. Amen. Good to hear your voice.
Good. Brother Willie, how you doing tonight?
I'm here. Like I told you, as long as you hear my voice, I'm here. I'm glad to be here.
Okay. Well, I'm thankful to be here, too. As Mike said, we're waking up in the land of the dying. I said that to a guy at work. He looked at me kind of funny, and I said, hey, there's a lot of people dying. You know, we've had quite a few deaths in our area over the last month. We had, like, 3 or 4 guys pass away, you know, so we truly are in the land of the dying, no doubt about that. But I just want to thank God for allowing me to see another day because I know that I didn't earn it. I didn't deserve it, you know. So all I can do is keep giving him the honor and the praise and hope that he continues to bless me as well as bless you guys and bless everyone because, you know, we all need it. We all need that help right now, you know. This day and age is very, very sad, you know, as far as our morality and everything. I've been hearing some things back and forth. And I just hope that God can show his hand and work his way out. So I just want to thank you guys for having the show. I'm going to sit back on mute and listen to the word. Thank you, guys. Love you, guys.
Love you, too, Charles. Appreciate you.
All right. Sister Johnson, I saw you put your hand up and take it down. Sister Johnson, did you want to? Okay. All right, Sister Johnson, your mic is open, Sister Johnson.
Good afternoon. Good Happy New Year's. This is Sister Johnson. First of all, I want to give honor to the Lord Jesus Christ who have had in my life. To Brother here, First Lady here, Mother here, and co-host with. Reverend here, I've been following you, and I've been taking notes and everything, and your first sermon by First Self-Control, January 1st. And I just have some notes, and I just want some clarification and feedback that I took down the scripture, and I've been studying it from the first of the year and last week as well. And you define what is self-control to us in Western. And here I wrote, you wrote, is the ability to control of ourselves and the quality to stop or whatever. My question is to you today, so I could get clarification on this self-control, because I know it's talking about me and a lot of our listeners as well. Okay, in 1 John 2:16, you were talking about the lust of the flesh. So my question to you, when you're talking about the lust of the flesh, that means, how can I put this? you lusted for someone, but it's your flesh telling you that you're lusting for that person or the things that you were saying, alcohol, smoking cigarettes, drugs, or whatever. Okay? So, and here is a gun. Let me pull it up on my bike. Because I have a lot. All of this that you was talking about from the first of the year, self-control, and self-control up to last week, with it do pertaining to me and people around me as well. And, oh, come on, Bible. Okay, is that enough for the devil? You a liar today. Okay, John 2, 1 John, you wrote 2:16. Okay, I wrote it down. Let me bring it up. If you don't mind, if y'all don't mind, just hold on for a minute, because I want to get clarification on all of this, that self-control. Okay, okay, we got first down. That's who you started out with. Okay, first one, 2:16. Okay, here we go. Okay, I'm reading out of the new. I'm gonna put it to the blue King James first, because it's just I want to put it to the blue King James first. Okay, it says, for everything in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life come from the Father, but from the world. Okay, when you're talking about this in this situation, that means when you lust, as you lust with somebody, it's your flesh that's doing it. Regardless, either way how it goes, you still sin it. Am I right?
What'd you say? My sister, you say that again?
Okay. When you started out on January the 5th talking about self-control, okay, you gave us the definition of self-control. That's your first scripture, you went 1 John 2:16, right?
Right.
Okay. And 1 John 2:16, I'm in the new verse. It says, for everything in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life come from the Father, but from the world. Okay?
Right.
Okay, what I got out of here, you said three. The flesh, the lust, and the demons. Right?
Your phone is breaking up really bad. You got me on speakerphone or something?
Okay, wait a minute. It might be the way. Let me move around because I'm in my front house. Let me move a little further over this way so he can. I'm really into the self-control and how you broke it down. So I really want to make sure that I got clarification on how you broke it down to us and whatnot. Okay. Could you hear me now?
Yeah, go ahead. I hear you.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold on there. Hold on 1 minute.
Okay, Brother Mike, she fell off. Brother Mike, she fell off. I think it might be better for her to get it already together before she come back so we can understand what she's talking about. her phone call dropped.
Okay.
Brother Truck Driver, your mic is open. Truck Driver, your mic is open.
Hey, Willie, how you doing? Hey, Mike, how you doing tonight? I just tuning in. Just asking Mike, just pray for me. No, Mike. I went missing for a while and went running local. Now I'm back out here. Back at it again, Mike. Running these 48 states again. Just coming out of California with all these storms. So I just ask everybody just pray for me.
Amen. Amen. We definitely keep up in prayer.
Thank you.
All righty. Okay. This must be 910-2134. Is this you, Sister Johnson, on another line?
No, this is Brother Johnson. This Brother Darrell. How y'all doing tonight? Brother Mike, Brother Willie, how y'all doing?
All right.
Wonderful, Brother Darrell.
Okay, just tuning in kind of late, a little bit of a hectic day. I'm in the process of cooking. I got in late and a little hectic, but I just wanted to let my presence be known and hope everybody's doing well. I'm doing great. And I'm going to be on mute listening in because I want to finish cooking. I'm hanging there with the show as long as I can. I do want to hear my word tonight. I know it's going to be a good one. And I'm just thankful. I'm truly thankful that the Lord stopped by my house and woke me up this morning. Because when I stop and think that somewhere today, he left a whole lot of people sleeping. And just to know that he chose me, and I'm hearing y'all's voice, I know he chose y'all too to wake y'all up. That's truly a blessing in itself. That's truly a blessing. So that means he's got more for me, more for you guys. And I just really want to run on and see what the end's going to be, what he's got for me, because I know whatever it is, I know it's better than whatever I can imagine. And I'm just so thankful, thankful to the Lord. And with that said, I'm going on mute, gentlemen.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Dale. I appreciate your support.
Okay, I got a new number here I'm not familiar with, but 773-8555. 773-8555.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Hello. Okay, yes, this is this Brother Darren Smith here, tuning in, and I just wanted to say to the entire family on the line, you know, God is definitely a blessing, and it's amazing sometimes. When you're needing a blessing, how God had the right person in your life to bring that blessing to you. And I just wanted to take a minute here and really thank publicly my brother Mike for blessing me. He blessed me spiritually, and when he does that routinely, and he also has blessed me with being an excellent friend in a time in need. So I just wanted to say, you know, and that was even as of today, just for the rest of the people, that Brother Mike has really taken care of me. And I just wanted to just say thank you so that everybody can know that he's not just a good person on the radio, but he's a good person in person. That's my wife.
Amen.
Who's thankful and grateful as well.
Amen, amen, amen. Appreciate you, Brother. Amen, amen. Appreciate you as much. And they go both ways. You are a blessing. You and your wife and your family are a blessing to my family, man. And we definitely are grateful and so thankful that God has joined us as friends and as believers in Christ together. So I thank you, my brother, and I appreciate you, man.
All right. Well, I'm gonna be listening all the way home. So go ahead on and bring that word, like I know you got it in you.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I'm going to close Brother Smith because he got road noise. He got a little road noise, Brother Mike. Sister Johnson, you're back in again. Sister Johnson.
Okay. All right. I think I'm sitting where I can stay online this time. But as I was saying,
Sister Johnson, your phone is not that clear, so it's hard for you. It's hard to hear your phone. It's hard to hear on your phone.
I'm
going to
take it off mute. Wait a minute. Hold on. I'm going to take it off mute this time. Hold on. Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Hello? Okay. Can you hear me better now?
A lot better.
Okay, a lot better. Okay, I took it up. Thanks, Sister Hill, for sending me the text. Listen, like I told you, I listened from your show for self-control from January the 1st until last week, where you hit a lot of points. Like I was saying, at 1 John, the 2nd chapter, verse 2:16, where you first started off at saying, for everything in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life comes from the Father, but from the world. Okay. My clear understanding, as my notes that I got from that position was, you said we can manifest, we manifest for a God and whatnot. And then you also said our selfishness, excuse me, Okay, you gave us three examples. You say the flesh, the world, and the devil, right? The flesh means it's me, right?
Yeah, the flesh is you, yeah.
Okay. So when you saying that the demon causes us to say that we can't do it. No. You can't do it. The demon is the can't do it. But in other words, my understanding that I got out of it said you have a demon, and like you said, demons are all for real. And that demon causes you to say things or do things, or you possessed by them. Is that saying like you were saying, okay, when I'm trying to get to you, okay, say like if I'm just saying to me, I'm an alcoholic, I'm a drunk, I lust over other people, men or whatever, and it's saying to me that the people that you saw, if I hang around the same people that supply me with my needs or whatever, is that the same as the flesh as being a demon and whatnot?
No, that's the world. That's the world. That's the people.
That's the world.
The people that sell the drug, the people that's offering you alcohol and drugs or whatever, that's the world. Your flesh is a member of your body. The lust of the flesh. You have five senses. That's part of your flesh. Your five senses is
right.
Part of your flesh. Your soulless realm is part of your flesh. Your mind, your will, and your emotions is part of your flesh. Some believers don't seem to grasp the reality that they face three adversaries, which is the flesh, the world, and the devil. You see what I'm
right.
saying? There's three adversaries that, as a believer, we face daily, day on, day in, and day out. These are three adversaries we face all the time. And a lot of times, we get the devil mixed up with our flesh. A lot of times, it don't even be the devil. It be self. You see what I'm saying? Because your flesh is not saved. When you become a born-again child of God, your flesh does not get saved. It's your spirit man that gets saved. So that means that the spirit man and the flesh is at war with each other. They fight each other every day. The flesh want to do its own thing, and your spirit man want to do the things of God. So there's a war going on inside of your body with each other, between your soul, with your soulish man and your spirit man. So when you desire to get high, to have sex, to get drunk, to cuss somebody out, to fight, all that is from your flesh realm. That's not from your spirit realm. Are you with me so far?
Oh, yes.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, Sister Johnson, I had muted your mic
uh-huh.
for a minute because you got on the back. You got to keep the background noise down when you're shuffling your papers. Just
keep
your phone on mute.
Deshaun, touch your TV down for a minute, close your door, because it's background noise in this thing. Okay. All right. Could you hear me now? You don't have no background
yes.
now, do you? Okay. All right.
Yes.
Okay. I got that. Okay. I understand that. I was. That's what I was thinking, but I had to make sure. I wanted a clarification from you as well, because, like I said, I studied the scriptures that you wrote, that, you know, from the first until last week and whatnot. And now another understanding that that you touched on, that you keep doing the same thing over and over and over, and you keep going to God and asking for forgive you or whatever, but you could constantly keep doing the same thing over and over. So, like you said, why you should praise God when things going good, when it ain't going good, whatever. Why wait until things start getting bad or bad in your life? Then you want to call on him when you could have continued to call on him when the thing was doing good, things wasn't going good, and whatnot. So, as you say, it's a demon dead in your body, and demons are for real. So my question is to you, if you keep doing something over and over, do you have a demon in your body?
Not necessary. No, not necessary. You have a demon. You don't have to be controlled by a demon. You could be controlled by your flesh. Your flesh is like a demon. Your flesh leads you. It guides you. It tells you what to do. All that. Your flesh. Your will. Your emotions and your mind. All that's part of your flesh realm. It ain't got to be no demon. The devil don't have nothing to do. A lot of times the devil don't have nothing to do with you getting high. The devil don't have nothing to do with you cheating on your wife. That's your flesh. Your flesh desires those things. Your flesh desire to do things contrary to the word of God. So a lot of times it don't be influenced by a demon. It's the stuff that people doing is influenced by their flesh.
Okay. Okay, now I got down here. Okay, the way we live. Okay, here. Okay, the way we live our life is because us, ourselves. Okay, and then it say I got here. You also said look. Yeah. Okay, like y'all this way. We so say look at your hands because we control our hands. We control our bodies, our minds, whatever. When we look at our hands, so. By we looking at our hands, and that means that it's telling us we control our lives. We decide what we want to do or what we shouldn't do.
When I use the illustration about looking your hands, I'm saying that your life is in your own hand. You control your own destiny. You see what I'm saying? You control your own destiny. Whether you want to go to hell or go to heaven, that's on you. It ain't on God. It's on you. God did the work already. God did the finished work for every person in the world. It's up to the person that want to accept the finished work. So your life is in your hands. Whether you want to get high, whether you want to fornicate, whether you want to be a bank robber, drug dealer, whatever, your life is in your own hands. Your destiny is in your own hands. It's not in your wife's hands, your husband's hands, your kids' hands. Your life is in your own hand. You set your own destiny. It's up to you to carry out your destiny. And a lot of times people put their life in other people's hands. They want to put it in their spouse's hand. They want to put their life in their career hands, their bank account, their education. But your life is in your own hand. You set your own destiny. That's what I mean about your life is in your hands.
Okay. All right. I got clarification on that one. Okay, then I got notes all over everywhere because I had notes when I went to church while I came to Jersey as well. Okay, now another question that I have here that I need clarification on. Okay, the person who speaks the truth is in self-control. Only other man lies.
Sister Johnson.
Okay.
Sister Johnson.
Yes.
Sister Johnson.
Huh?
Not to cut you off, could I make a suggestion? Could I make a suggestion that you get all your notes together and maybe offline call in and get this done? Because the way we're going now, we'll be in all night.
That's what I do. That's what I do. I talk to him offline. Yeah. Okay, go ahead. Okay.
All right, Brother Mike. Okay, so John, we don't mean to cut you off, but you know, we usually don't want to hold anybody up all night on that. We're sorry. We're not. Don't want to do it,
Brother Mike, help me out, Brother Mike.
Amen. Hey, yeah, Sister John, just call me after the show, and then we can go over those notes and give you some clarification. I'm about to preach the sermon again for Sister Johnson.
Mike, quit making jokes now. Come on, man.
You don't have to preach this for 3 weeks almost.
Okay. Okay, all righty.
Okay.
With that being said, Brother Mike, don't start this to one of the Monday and Tuesday shows now. With that being said, we have no more hands up, Brother Mike. We got no more hands up, Brother Mike.
Hey,
we love you, Sister Johnson. We love you, Sister Johnson. We love you.
Anybody else got any questions? Anybody got any more questions?
Amen.
Anybody got any?
Hey, Brother Charlie, I'll take my pat on the back for coming in and saving the day now.
Ooh-wee.
Oh, my God. Okay.
All right. We love you, Brother Johnson. Brother Mike,
we
should get into the sermon. Up in it.
We really love
it. Yeah. Up in it. Close all the mics so Brother Mike can get back on track there, and brother Mike, we have no more hands up in them. It's on you, Brother Mike. Better hurry up, folks. Sister Johnson,
hey.
Come up with some more stuff.
Ooh wee, Lord have mercy. We love Sister Johnson. We love her. Oh, Lord. Let me get my train of thought back. Amen, 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 amen. Let the church say amen, 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 amen. Tonight I want to talk about...
Mike, come on, Mike.
I'm confident. Okay.
Let me go on mute. I'm going on mute.
Oh, man. See, that ain't fair. You going on mute where you can laugh and all that. Left me out here by myself, but that's okay. That's all right. That's all right. We're going to do this, though. Tonight we're going to talk about faithful. The word tonight is faithful. Faithful is to be loyal, to be worthy of trust or belief. Faithful is to be loyal, to be worthy of trust or belief. To be consistent with truth or fact. To be consistent with truth or fact. Let us read Deuteronomy chapter 7, starting at verse 6 through 10. Deuteronomy chapter 7, starting at verse 6 through verse 10. It reads as, "For you are a holy people to the Lord your God. The Lord your God has chosen you to be a people for himself, a special treasure above all the people on the face of the earth. The Lord did not set his love on you, nor chose you because you were more in number than any other people. For you were the least of all people, but because the Lord loves you and because he will keep the oath which he swore to your fathers, the Lord has brought you out with a mighty hand and redeemed you from the house of bondage, from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt. Therefore, know that the Lord your God, he is God, the faithful God who keeps covenant and mercy for thousands of generations. With those who love him, he keeps his commandments, and he repays those who hate him to their face to destroy them. He would not be slack with you. You would not be slack with him who hates him. He will repay him who sees his face." We see how God's faithfulness is demonstrated in the lives of children of Israel. God chose them because of his love for them. That's the reason why God chose the children of Israel, because of the love that he had for them. But at the time, the children of Israel couldn't sense that God loved them. They thought God was against them because of the situation they was in. God promised them that out of the house of bondage and faithful, his promise to them. Our God is loyal to his word. He's loyal to his word. He is worthy of trust and belief. The God that we serve is loyal to his word. And he is worthy of trust and belief. If you're taking notes, you can write these scriptures down. You can go back in your private time and read them. Numbers chapter 23, verse 19. Numbers chapter 23, verse 19. Titus chapter 1, verse 3. Let us read Genesis chapter 12. We're going to start at verse 1 to verse 3. "Now the Lord has said to Abram, get out of your country, from your family and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curse you, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. If you're taking notes, Genesis chapter 13, verse 1 through 5. Genesis chapter 15, verse 1 through 21. Genesis chapter 17, verse 1 through 19. And Genesis chapter 21, verse 1 through 8. These are scriptures that talk about how God was so faithful to the children of Israel. So in your private time, you can go back and meditate on these scriptures. God's promise to Abraham, later named him Abraham, all came to pass. He promised to us shall come to pass as well because of his faithful to his word. God is faithful to his word. What he says in his word has come to pass and will come to pass. But we have to put the ability into action to believe and to trust what God said in his word gonna come to pass. No matter what life situation or circumstances may come up against you and might be telling you, no matter what the enemy may be whispering in your ear, no matter what your flesh may be whispering in your ear, no matter what family members or loved ones may be whispering in your ear, we have to stand on the word of God. And by us standing on the word of God, we are telling God, Lord, we are trusting you. I am trusting you, what you said in your word. If you said that I'm going to be healed, then I'm standing on that. If you say that I'm going to be delivered, I'm trusting, I'm standing on that. If you say that I have peace, I'm standing on that. If you say that you're going to be faithful, I'm standing on that. If you say that the joy of the Lord is my strength, I'm standing on that. We have to stand on the word of God because the word of God is faithful. The word of God is true. But a lot of times the enemy comes in real subtle. And he starts speaking doubt into your mind. And he wants you to start doubting God and doubting the word of God. But it's up to us to believe what God says in his word. Are we faithful to him and others? Are we more faithful to people than we are to God? Are we more faithful to the things of the world than God? Are we more faithful to the things that don't mean us no good? Are we more faithful to sin than we is to righteousness? What are you faithful to? Everyone that's listening under the sound of my voice is faithful to something. There's something in your life that you are faithful to. Whether it's God, whether it's your spouse, your children, your job, your career, your bank account, your race car, your race team, racing, whatever, there's something that you are faithful to. And my question to you tonight is, the things that you are faithful to, are you more faithful to them than you are to God? Are you more faithful to the things of this world, to the things that you love the most, rather than to God? Can you answer that? Can you honestly answer that question and say, I'm faithful to God? Don't make that statement and you know in your heart you have not been faithful to God. Are you giving God more time than you giving other things time? Where are you spending most of your time at? Who are you giving most of your time to? That'll answer the question, are you more faithful to other things than God? Are you giving God more of your time than you giving your spouse? Are you giving God more of your time than you giving your job? Are you giving God more of your time than you giving your children, your career, your finances, your business? Who gets most of your time? By God being so faithful to us, you would think we would give more of our time to God. woke you up this morning. He started you on your way. He been meeting your needs. There might be some needs right now that you've been designed for, and the needs have not come to pass. But one thing I can say, that we serve an awesome, on-time God. Just when the time has, you thought the time has ran out on your situation, God always showed up. He always show up. You don't know when the next blessing going to come through. You don't know where the next breakthrough going to come to. But at the nick of the time, before the clock strikes 12, God always shows up. And I can say amen to that and amen to that, because he have done it so many times. And the reason why he done it so many times is because he is so faithful. Even when we are not faithful, God is still faithful. Even when we turn our back on God, God is still faithful. Even when we still living in sin and practicing sin and falling short on a daily basis, God is still faithful. God ain't the problem. We are the problem. We are all the problem. We are the problem. Are we faithful to him and others? Can we be accounted as a wise and faithful servant spoken of by Jesus in Matthew chapter 25, verse 14 and 30? Matthew chapter 25, verse 14 through 30? Or are we the unprofitable or unfaithful servant that will be cast out of the house for our disloyalty? Let us read Luke chapter 16, verse 10 through 13. Luke chapter 16, verse 10 through 13. It says, he who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much. And who is unjust in what is least is unjust also in much. Therefore, if you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust? The true servant can serve two masters. No one can serve two masters. You can't be faithful to one and faithful to the other one. You're only going to be faithful to one master. Which master you are faithful tonight to? The Bible talks about that we can't serve two masters. I know sometimes we try. For either he will hate one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. There's only two things that happens when you have two masters you're trying to serve and be faithful to. You're going to hate one and love the other. You're going to be loyal to one and despise the other. You can serve God and mammon. Judging one's faithfulness based on accomplishments of big tasks is contrary to Jesus' word. Everyone will like to commit to serve in those things that will quickly bring notoriety, but ask them to serve in those things that seem insignificant and not have and not be noticed. Everybody want to be on a big stage. Everybody want to be recognized. Everybody want the popularity. What about the jobs that don't bring no popularity? Being a servant where people don't even notice you. You the one work behind the scenes that people don't know, because things are getting done because of you, but people don't know that because they don't see you, because you're behind the scenes. Everybody wants their name on the program. Everybody want to be recognized. A servant will serve anywhere he's needed.
whether it's cleaning the bathroom, mopping floors, straightening out tables, whatever it may be. You are serving unto God, not unto man. Your servitude is unto God, not unto man. I tell people all the time in my job, I say, Centrilla might be signing my paycheck, but I'm working unto the Lord. Because if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't have this job. So my gratitude of attitude is saying, Lord, I'm thankful for this job, so I'm going to do this job the best of my ability. Even though I know that sometimes the company don't do things that they should do and things of that nature, and you work with other employees that do their own thing and they walk around with bitterness in their heart towards the company. But I said to myself, I'm working unto the Lord. I am thankful that I have this job. So my attitude of gratitude is I'm showing the Lord that I'm thankful. Going to work every day, giving them all I can give, giving them all that my ability allowed me to give. That's an attitude of gratitude because he is faithful. And God wants us to be faithful to the things of God. Faithfulness is a seed that reproduces after its kind. Every seed produces after its own kind. The Bible is clear. Whatever you sow, you will reap. You can't sow an apple and reap an orange. You can't sow hate and reap love. Whatever you sow, you're going to reap. Everybody want to be a leader. Everybody want to be a leader. But what people don't understand is to be a great leader, you must first be a great follower. To be a great leader, you must first be a great follower. Don't nobody want to follow no more. Everybody want to be the lead. And everybody don't have what it takes to be the lead. Everybody don't have to have what it takes to be in charge. Everybody's not made to be a boss. Some people just made just to be an employee. Just to work for somebody. Everybody ain't meant to have their own business. But they don't know until after they started business, and then the business after 6 months is forward, closes doors. Then they found out they didn't have what it took. God is looking for a faithful people. God is looking for a faithful people. You can't be faithful to the things of the world and still be faithful to the things of God. One of them's going to be lacking. Someone's going to be lacking. Someone's going to get the short end of the stick. What are you faithful to? Are you more faithful to the things of the world? Are you more faithful to the thing that pleases your flesh? Faithfulness calls for loyalty, and loyalty calls for trust. Let us be faithful to Jesus. Let us be faithful to the things of God. Are you faithful to your prayer life? Are you faithful to reading your scriptures? Are you faithful to meditating on God's word? Are you faithful to walking in love? Are you faithful to walking in meekness and gentleness and long-suffering? Are you faithful to walking in self-control? What are you faithful to? You can't serve two masters. And a lot of us are serving two masters and don't even realize it. And the way you identify who you're serving the most is by where you spend the most, where you spend most of your time at. You can't say that you have a girlfriend or a boyfriend or whatever, you dating somebody, and you never spend time with them. You never go out with them. You never call on the phone. Wait a minute. That's the girl you dating? She said you never call her. She said you never take her out. You never come by. How can you say that's your girlfriend and you're in a relationship with her, but you never spend time with her? How can we say to the world that we're in a relationship with Jesus Christ, but we never spend time with him? We never talk to him. We never read his word. We never pray to him. But we say he's our God. What are we faithful to, ladies and gentlemen? I said it before and I'll say it again. Where your focus at is where your heart's at. Whatever you focus on the most, that's where your heart's going to be. Plain and simple. Let's make 2017 a year that we get more faithful to the things of God. And let me tell you something. It is a blessing to be faithful to the things of God. There's so much God has in store for us when we decide to be more faithful to him. Our needs are being met. God, the revelation of his word, and I mean the knowledge of his word, and the things that God starts to do into your life, and the doors that he starts to opening up just because of your faithfulness. There's a reward of being faithful. Just like you going to work every day, there's a reward at the end of the week, a paycheck. If you don't go to work, you don't get paid. You don't get paid, you can't pay your bills. You don't get paid, you can't eat. There's a reward for going to work. There's a reward for going to school and going to college. There's a reward at the end. The same thing when it comes to the things of God. There's a reward at the end. But the greatest reward is eternal security. That's the greatest reward, is our eternal security. Walking in the faithfulness of God is a blessing, my sisters and brothers. Let's take our faithfulness that's on the worldly things and put our faithfulness into the things of God and watch how your life prosper spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally, just by changing your focus and changing your faithfulness to the things of God and putting your focus and your faithfulness on God, and watch how God just show up and show out in your life. Father, we thank you for tonight. We thank you for tonight's word, being faithful. Father God, we thank you for being a faithful God. We thank you, Father God, for being a God who's always faithful, even when we're not faithful. Father God, you said in your word you would never leave us nor forsaken us. And Father God, we believe that what your word says, and we stand on that truth. Father God, we cast all our cares upon you because you care for us. Father God, we thank you that we are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a peculiar people, that we should shoot forth praise unto you who has called us out of darkness into your marvelous light. Father God, we thank you that we would direct our focus and our faithfulness onto you from this day forward. Father God, we ask you to continue to lead and guide us in all spiritual truth. Continue to open the window of heaven and pour our blessing to it overflow. Father God, we magnify you and we exalt you. In Jesus' name we do pray, amen and amen. Anybody got any takeaways on what was said tonight about being faithful? Anybody? Anybody got any takeaways?
Yes, Reverend Mike.
Yes, yes, Brother Daryl.
Can you hear me? Oh, yes.
Yes.
I just want to say, It was a very good word. I got to tell you, you bust me up one side of my head and down the other, but it's a good feeling to feel the pain, okay? You gave me some things to think about that I've taken for granted, and it was a very good word, and I'm thankful for that. And on that
Amen.
Note, I'm
appreciate
going to
you. Amen. Appreciate you, Brother Darrell. Appreciate you.
You're welcome.
Okay, Brother Vincent, your mic is open. Brother Vincent, a.k.a. Flop.
Hey, what's going on? Hey, what's going on, Brother Willie, Brother Mike? I just want to say you hit home with me as well, and I've been lacking and slacking as far as tuning in to your show, and that's a sign that my commitment has fallen off, and I need to improve on that, and I will. But I just want to touch bases with you, let you know I was here, Mike, and I appreciate your words.
Amen. Thank you, my brother. I appreciate good hearing your voice, man. I do miss you on the show. You know what I'm saying? Your voice is a familiar voice that I haven't heard in a minute, and I'm so glad that you tuned in tonight, my brother. So continue to trust in God, man. Continue to let God use you, my brother, and I love you.
Love you too, man. Appreciate it.
Amen.
All right. That's Brother Vincent, a.k.a. Brother Flop. Okay, anybody else got anything? I got all the mics, so if anybody got anything, anybody want to hit the one button if you got anything you want to say at this time. Okay, Brother Mike, nobody else has said anything and no hands are up, so it's on you, brother.
Amen, amen. We're going to...
Hold on, excuse me, Brother Mike. As usual, brother truck driver, a little slow. He's from South Carolina, but we are forgiving. Come on, truck driver.
No. You know, I was driving on this road, can't get my phone back. Hey, Mike, good service. I really appreciate it. You know, sometimes when you take one step out of the church area, God don't try to stop you at the moment. He lets you walk away, but at the same time, you know, he just seems like he still has you by your hand. You know, and what I'm trying to say is, you know, I stepped away from him, and he just let me make my own choices and brought me back to life. So with that being said, you know, I got faith, totally faith in God. I take one step day by day. So, Mike, I really appreciate your sermons every Sunday. I just pray for you and your family to keep doing what you're doing.
Amen, amen. Appreciate that, Brother Truck Driver. Appreciate that. Appreciate that. Like I said, when we put our trust in God, man, and let God lead us and make those decisions for us, man, we come out better than a thousand. It's smelling like a rose every time. But when we try to take matters in our own hands, a lot of times we mess up and we miss out and we miss the mark, you know, especially when it comes to real crucial decisions that we have to make in life. You know, so that's why I tell people all the time, man, see God in any decision you're trying to make in life, any direction, whether it's your career, business, moving, marriage, whatever it may be, you know, man, see God, man, because God knows what's best for us. He knows better than we know. And even though sometimes it seems like we know we do it, we got it all together, we know what we're doing, we've grown, we've been doing it for a long time. But a lot of times we be messing up, you know, and when we find out we messed up, it's too late. Then we got to deal with the consequences of that decision
right.
we have made. So in the future, you know what I'm saying, just trust God and ask God which direction and which way to go. And I guarantee you he
right.
will lead you in the right direction.
Right.
And whatever direction he leads you into, it might not be pleasing to your flesh. It might be not pleasing to your eyesight. But the end result, you're going to be smelling like a rose and betting a thousand. So continue to trust God, truck driver.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. All right. Hold on a minute. I'm getting a text from somebody that's on the show. They always want to make excuses. I'm not doing it. Anyway, Brother Mike, with that being said, we have no more hands up. But Brother Brandon wanted to send out and tell you to pray for the racing world. He said he got screaming babies in the background, but from now on out, we can pick up with the screaming babies for a couple of minutes. If you got a testimony or something you want to say, we'll put up with the background noise for a minute if you got a testimony, if you're on the show. Because the reason I say that, Brother Mike, because I'm getting a little, I'm getting back into my little perturbed self again about we don't get the support on this show that we should get from quite a few people, I think, that, anyway. Hey, no more hands up, Brother Mike.
Amen, 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 amen. Amen. God is still faithful. God is still faithful.
Yes, he
is. God is still faithful. In spite of, God still is faithful.
Okay, also, excuse me, Brother Mike, I want to give traveling mercies to Brother Stanley. I don't know whether, you know, he come down today, travel down today for the race we had today, and he's on the way back home probably now. I want traveling mercies for him and hope he get back home safe and hope everybody that attended the race today, I'll get back home safe. We had quite a few people that came quite a nice distance to come down to the race today, and we had a beautiful turnout and a beautiful race. So just pray for the racing family, Brother Mike.
Amen, amen, amen,
Brother Mike.
I just want to ask
for one special prayer. Just pray for our Capital Nation tonight. Do that for me.
yeah, I know y'all going through a thing. I was rooting for y'all too.
Hold on, Brother Mike. I gotta say something. I cut mine off so I wouldn't get mad. If y'all want to pray for the Cowboy Nation, tell them to come on the prayer show themselves and pray for themselves. I'm going on mute and don't turn this Sunday show into a Monday or Tuesday show, because all those that want prayer, we owe me every week. We got plenty of lines open, so if they want to pray, tell them to come
amen.
On over and pray.
Okay, amen.
Anybody else? Anybody got nothing else? Yeah.
What was the numbers on Deuteronomy?
Chapter 7, verse 6 through 10. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6 through 10.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, Brother Mike, the devil trying to creep in on me. You don't get me out of here, Brother Mike. The devil trying to creep on me. Come on, get me out of here.
Yeah.
Amen. 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 If nobody got anything else, we're going to close the mics and we're going to go into prayer and then we're going to end the show. Amen. Father God, we thank you for tonight's show. We thank you for your word that fell on good ground. We thank you for your mercy and your amazing grace, your loving kindness, and even your compassion. We thank you, Father God, for just ministering to our souls tonight, Father God. We thank you for the word faithful. We thank you, Father God, that you are a faithful God. Even in times that we are not faithful, you are always faithful. So, Father, we thank you right now in Jesus' name for being so faithful. You was faithful even to the point that you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, to die for a wretch like us. So, Father God, we thank you. And, Father God, we lift up our brother truck driver, Father God. We lift him up, Father God, as he travel up and down the highways and byways, making a living for his family, Father God. We ask you to camp your angels of war and protection over every highway, every road, every street, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Camp your angels over that vehicle he's driving, Father God. Continue to keep him alert, Father God. Continue to give him wisdom, Father God, as well as he's driving that vehicle. When his body is tired, he will pull over and get some rest. Father God, watch over his family, Father God, in his absence, Father God, in Jesus' name. You will camp your angels over his wife and children, Father God, in Jesus' name. Father God, you will continue to make every crooked path straight, Father God. We bind any incidents or accidents, any truck failure problems, Father God. We cancel that right now in Jesus' name. Any live stock crossing the road, Father God, in front of them, we bind that in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father God, we thank you for your glory. We thank you for your Shekinah glory, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you for Brother Truck Driver for giving him a mind of Christ, Father God. Continue to meet his needs as well as his family needs, Father God. Continue to keep his health strengthened, Father God. Continue to minister unto his soul in Jesus' name. And Father God, we pray for the entire racing community, Father God. You will continue to speak to every racer, every fan, track owner, promoter, Father God. Speak to their hearts, Father God. Father God, that 2017 will be even a greater year than 2016. Father God, we will continue to walk in love. We will continue, Father God, to encourage one another and not tear one another down, Father. In Jesus' name, Father God, we bind any malice, any confusion, any strife, backbiting, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we bind the spirit of gossip in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father God, we thank you for your hedge of protection, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for what you're doing even behind the scenes. And Father God, that we will continue to bring you glory and honor, Father God, in everything we do and say. Father God, we pray for traveling mercies, everyone that travel to the, Jackson, South Carolina, to the House of Hook this Sunday, Father God. For the first race of the year, Father God, you will continue to give them all traveling mercies, Brother Stanley, and anyone else, Father God, that travel, Father God, to the House of Hope this weekend, that you would give them all traveling mercies and deliver them back home safely in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you for the staff and the ownership of Carolina Dragway, Father God, and you will continue to bless them in the name of Jesus Christ. You will continue to bless the facility, Father God, and you will continue to camp your angels of war and protection over that racetrack, Father God. Anytime the doors and gates are open, Father God, you will protect every racer and fan and every track member and official, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father God, for what you're doing behind the scenes. And Father God, we thank you, Father God, for every listener tonight. We thank you, Father God, for every family that's represented tonight, every child that's represented tonight, every marriage that's represented tonight, Father God. You will continue to have your way. You will continue to show up and show out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we love you and we praise you and we thank you for Willie. We thank you for what you're doing in his life. We thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in his heart and his mind, Father God. We thank you for what you're doing even behind the scenes, Father God. You will continue to watch over him, protect him, keep him strengthening in his body, Father God. We will actually continue to meet his needs, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind any plans, plots, and schemes of the enemy that might try to come against him or his family in Jesus' name. Father God, I thank you for my family. I thank you for what you're doing in their life. I thank you, Father God, for Brother Darren and Sister Glenda and what you're doing in their life and their children, Father God, and their mothers, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for what you're doing, Father God. Even right now, Father God, you will continue to minister unto them like never before. I thank you for their friendship. I thank you for the love of Christ that rules in their heart richly, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for all they do, Father God, behind the scenes. I thank you for what all they do, Father God, as a friend, Father God, as a brother and a sister. And we love them, and we thank you, Father God, for allowing them to be part of our life in Jesus' name. So you will continue to watch over that family, continue to prosper them in every area they need to be prospered in, Father God. Continue, Father God, to meet their needs and their health, Father God, in Jesus' name. Continue to watch over their home and their businesses, Father God, with your angels of war and protection in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you for my mom. I thank you for what you're doing in her life. I thank you, Father God, for the hedge of protection and what you're doing, Father God, behind the scenes. I thank you for her health, Father God. I thank you how you strengthened her, how you healed her, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. I thank you for all the financial blessings. I thank you for all the gifts and surprises, checks in the mail and lost money found, bills decreased and paid off, discounts and dividends, in the name of Jesus Christ. I thank you for my wife and children. I thank you, Father God, for this show. I thank you, Father God, for all the listeners, all the support. I thank you for the morning show. I thank you, Father God, for all the brothers and sisters that take time out of their schedule every Sunday to tune in to support this show in the name of Jesus Christ. I thank you for Brother Charles, Father God. Thank you for what you're doing in his life. I thank you, Father God, for allowing him to be a brother, Father God, from another mother. I thank you, Father God, for allowing him to be that special person in my life as a true and living friend, Father God, not just by a word, but indeed, Father God. So I thank you for him, Father God. Thank you for his family, his children and grandchildren, Father God. You will continue to watch over them, Father God. I thank you, Father God, for his son, Father, that you will continue to minister unto him, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, Father God. You will continue to show up and show out in his life in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for his children, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. And you will speak to Corey's heart, Father God. You will continue to minister unto him even in his sleep, Father God. You will continue to give him the mind of Christ, Father God. Give him an appetite after Christ in the name of Jesus Christ. I thank you, Father God, for what you're doing even behind the scenes in his life, Father God. I thank you for open doors, Father God, for him to be able to provide for his children, Father God. I thank you for favor on his life, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. I thank you what his father is doing behind the scenes, Father God, in his life and for him, Father God. So I thank you for Corey, Father God. I thank you for his children. And I thank you, Father God, for the listening community, Father God, that you will get the glory and the honor for this show. And Father God, we so ever give you all the praise, honor, and the glory. In Jesus' name we do pray. Let everyone say amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we bless you again tonight. We thank you, Father God, for a good night's rest, Father God. You would just camp your angels and over us. And, Father God, let us go to sleep with our minds stared on Jesus Christ, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. Father God, give us a good night's rest, Father God, that we wake up, that when you wake us up in the morning, Father God, we will be feeling so good in our body and in our mind, Father God. Father God, allow us to start off this week as being faithful to you, Father God, and to the and being faithful to the things of you, Father God, and trusting and believing that you are who you say you are, and you will do what you say you will do, Father God. Until next Sunday, Father God, keep us all blessed and safe in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Everyone be blessed. Love you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen, everybody. Amen.
Amen.